Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest. And I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.
From KQED.
In 1968, Papa, my grandfather, a war refugee, became a naturalized U.S. citizen. At the time, he was a Syracuse University chemical engineering professor, husband to an American woman, and father of two American-born girls. 20 years earlier, the Arab-Israeli War of 1948 had splintered his family. As an Armenian born in Palestine, he lost citizenship. Forced to flee, he spent 2 years of his childhood in a refugee camp in Jordan. He, his brother, and grandmother lived in a tent and later a concrete shelter. Like many American immigrants, Papa embraced America, but his journey to naturalization required unbelievable persistence. After naturalization, he registered to vote. He was 32 years old, yet he'd never before been able to voice his opinion about who governed him. He believed that the right to vote was powerful and precious. While I can't imagine experiencing his hardships, my love for democracy is as strong as his. The history of American democracy is inspirational to me. I have avidly read multi-volume presidential biographies and memoirs, documents important to our constitutional government, and political history. When I discovered I could serve as a poll worker through San Mateo County's Student Vote Center Ambassadors Program, I applied, trained, and worked during the primary and general elections this year. I helped voters with the check-in and ballot drop-off processes and assisted new or future voters with conditional voter registration. My grandfather was one of them. Having moved to California, he wanted to register to vote and surprised me by showing up at my vote center. Papa's now a few months shy of 87 and his gait is uneven. Having fallen a few times last year, he's usually reluctant to walk much outside, but election day, he explained, is different. I told him I was glad he came. He replied, "Voting is the most important thing you can do as a citizen. It's a sacred duty." Despite predictions of democracy's demise, seeing Papa register as a voter spoke volumes to me about the strength of democracy. With a perspective, I'm Jackson Vamis.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.